That was Jim Horton's I Heard a Thousand Blended Notes. And I had said erroneously that Jim was going to read a poem that he wrote, which certainly he didn't. It's a title from a William Wordsworth poem, the title of this. And it's a line written in early spring in 1798. And I think some people missed hearing the poem, so why don't you read it again, Jim, would you?
Yes.
It's so terribly romantic. I mean, it gives a real context to the piece.
Well, this is the real thing in terms of romantic poetry. I heard a thousand blended notes while in a grove I sat reclined, in that sweet mood when pleasant thoughts bring sad thoughts to the mind. To her fair works did nature link the human soul that through me ran, and much it grieved my heart to think what man has made of man.
And
isn't that nice?
It's very nice. hello, Bill Tebow.
Hello, Barbara.
Now I think we're going to hear a piece that's a total of 27 minutes, five different parts, and this is what I basically wrote up in the folio, and the exact title, which Jim has made very clear that I must get this right, and I have it right in front of me, it's For Our Friends, the Ancient Krell, or Bill and Jim Play Along with the Electroacoustic Classics. Now, why don't you both describe to me what's happening here?
Well, this is our homage to the Electroacoustic Classics, and they are mostly electronic musicians from the 50s and 60s. And the first piece is the... It's like a minute and 10 seconds from Vladimir Yuzhachevsky's Suite for No Exit. And so we're just looping that. And then we're playing along with that. I'm playing my microtonal semi-autonomous running computer system. And Bill is sampling both the classic and what I'm playing and playing it using a virtual reality computer setup.
Did you want to describe that? Would you describe that?
Okay. It's the sort of consumer home version of the virtual reality. It's a hacked Nintendo controller, the Power Glove, which is sort of the one that people who can't afford the $5,000 gloves uses. And it's sitting on off my computer, and I'm using it to grab sounds into a cellular grid, 8x8x8 grid in space, and I have it where I move my hand into these imaginary areas in space and they play, and if I clench my fist it records, and sort of working up a sweat.
And are you using that on all five of the segments, or
that same setup? And some of them, I'm traveling through the cells with finger movements, which makes it a lot more
mudra input language.
Yeah,
mudra input language.
Yeah, so just each finger position is a different place or a different sound.
Uh huh. And who are the five in order of the composers?
They are, our first classic is Vladimir Yuzhachevsky from the Suite from No Exit. And his anagram is, His A Calm Sky Survived. The second classic is John Cage. And we're playing Totem Ancestor and Perilous Night on the CD players. And his anagram is, He Can Jog. The third one is James Tenney. Collage number one, his student piece based on Blue Suede Shoes, Running Backwards, and we're playing with that. His anagram is My Teen Jeans. The fourth classic
is... a good one, considering that it's Blue Suede.
Elvis.
Yeah. Edgar Varese is Palm Electronique, the first minute and a half, looped several times. His anagram is Dr. Edge as Rave. And the fifth is Louis and B.B. Baron, ancient Krell music from Forbidden Planet. And their anagram is Sob, O Endurable Brain. And the times are, the notable times here are John Cage, 4 minutes and 33 seconds. And the ancient Krell music is also 4 minutes and 33 seconds.
Was that in homage of Cage?
Yes, the ancient Krell had, according to the movie, IQs of 1,000, I believe.
Wow.
So we had to use a little elbow grease to find the duration of this piece. It's 8 times the duration of the ancient Krell music divided by pi equals 4 minutes and 33 seconds.
All right. Well, now I'm really anxious. Now I'm really anxious to hear it. So are we ready to
hear
it?
So this will be about 27 minutes. We'll play them all right through.
Okay, yeah. And okay. Hopefully I'll pop this up and it'll play music. And if it doesn't, yeah, we'll put it onto another deck.
Okay.
So again, the title.
For our friends the ancient Krell, or Bill and Jim Play Along with the Electroacoustic Classics, 1993 by Jim Horton and Bill Tebow.
Well, that was as I call it wrongly, Bill and Jim Play Along with the Electroacoustic Greats. But I know I'm going to be corrected by one of the two composers. Well, composers in residence or something.
Well, there's two other names we could call it.
What could we call it?
For Our Friends, the Ancient Krell.
What are the ancient Krell exactly?
Now, the ancient Krell are the ancient alien civilization in the movie Forbidden Planet.
Ah.
And it's such a beautiful movie. The soundtrack is complete electronic music made in the 50s by the Barons.
And that's the last cut of what you played along with, right?
Yes. And in the movie, what they do is they find the old music library, the ancient Krell, and they find the record player, which kind of looks like a Hollywooded up whirring blender. And they drop these pills in it, turn on the blender, and they get this kind of music coming out of it.
Cool. Right? So what were you doing to produce the music, Jim? Sort of.
Well, on that one, I was... my computer was running this program that's kind of bending pitches in 11 equal temperament, along with the kind of those little curves like is that the Barons are making. So I was kind of like the top little shiny line moving along up on the top.
And you were using a virtual reality glove, but for the masses, as in Nintendo?
A Nintendo glove with a... the Sound Blaster, all low res kind of stuff, but and that's a little clicking thing.
It's great.
In the last piece.
The cage really turned out well. I like that.
You know, that was great. That was those two pieces, prepared piano pieces, playing along with each other, which is a very Cagean idea, and then us playing along with it. So
I'm going to make some. Sort of quickish announcement, as quick as possible, what's going on this month, and after which we'll hear more music by Jim Horton. On August 21st, on Sunday night at 7:30, at Different Light Books, Frank Moore and Anna Christie are reading poems. Frank Moore has been on this show lots of times, and he's pretty outrageous, so I imagine that the poetry will be pretty fabulous.
The definition of outrageous.
And 489 Castro Street. And if you want to make a phone call and find out more about what Frank's doing or about this gig, it's 510-526-7858. There's a sound art series by artists and residents at the lab. And opening reception August 31st, 5:30 to 7:30. And Neo Bustamante, among others, is going to be doing performance and video premiere. Oh, that's Friday, September 30th, actually, Neo's. But the whole sound art series, that opening reception will be on the 31st. And the lab is Divisadero Bush. And for more information, call Zoe Kroll, 415-346-4063. This looks like a good vocal program at Radio Valencia, Sunday, August 7th. Double bill featuring Pamela Z and Amy Newberg. And Amy Newberg sings in a lot of Robert Ashley operas, and she's wonderful, as is Pamela Z. Two excellent voices, says Jim, and that's true. At Old First is at In a Wonderful Space on Sacramento, San Francisco, and the phone number there is 474-1608. They have every Sunday, well, two Fridays and two Sundays in August, and I think Friday the 5th. Is that tomorrow?
Yep.
Yep. Elaine, that's today.
Today, actually. Yeah.
Elaine, later. That's later.
Later this day.
Elaine Thornburg is playing harpsichord, and it sounds like a wonderful Baroque concert. It starts at 8. And then next Sunday, the 14th, a week from this Sunday, Jacqueline Chu piano and Chad Runyon baritone, and they're doing some Charles Ives and some good stuff. So phone number there again, 415-474-1608. Yerba Buena has some great installations and all sorts of things happening. And what did I know? Among other things, what looked really good? Oh, this Filipino-American Art Exposition, August 2nd through September 4th. So that sounds wonderful. And, of course, Yerba Buena is on Mission and 3rd. So is it Mission and 3rd? Yeah. Mission and 3rd, the Yerba Buena Center. And at Langton, there's an interactive CD-ROM installation by George LeGrady called The Clearing, and the premiere release and celebration of The Clearing CD-ROM. Oh, we missed it. It was at 6 o'clock tonight, last night. But you can get to see the actual show by just going to Langton, which is 1246 Folsom Street in San Francisco. And the phone number there for more information is 415-626-5416. And every Monday, Bill Tebow is part of the Compose Yourself series at the Exploratory. Those gorgeous clothed flies
from a William Blake verses from his epic poem Milton. And
were you going to read some?
Yeah, I was going to read exactly the same thing that I was singing here in plain text, so to speak. Thou seest the constellations in the deep and wondrous night. They rise in order and continue their immortal courses upon the mountains and in vales with harp and heavenly song, with flute and clarion, with cups and measures filled with foaming wine. Glittering the streams reflect the vision of beatitude, and the calm ocean joys beneath and smooths his awful waves. Thou seest the gorgeous clothed flies that dance and sport in summer upon the sunny brooks and meadows. Every one the dance knows in its intricate mazes of delight artful to weave. each one to sound his instrument in the dance, to touch each other and recede, to cross and change and return. Thou seest the trees on mountains, the winds blow heavy, loud they thunder through the darksome sky, uttering prophecies and speaking instructive words to the sons of men. These, the visions of eternity, but we see only, as it were, the hem of their garments, when with our vegetable eyes we view these wondrous visions. Blake.
Blake. So what were you like in high school?
In high school, I was a very studious young man.
When did you start all the drug taking and stuff?
Oh, that
your
was
wild.
That was after I dropped out of college and became a hippie.
You dropped out of college?
Well, out of grad school.
What were you in for?
I was doing 3 years hard time of logical positivism.
And you got out of that, and then you went to Mills?
No, I went to California. I went to Haight-Ashbury.
Ah.
Which I had never heard of.
Summer of Love?
Yeah, before the Summer of Love. I got there just by accident, since where I was in Minnesota was so cold, I couldn't take it anymore.
Well,
so
the Haight isn't that warm.
A lot warmer than 30 below, Barb. A lot warmer.
Yeah, that's true. I came from really cold weather, too, and I thought it was so warm all the time, and people were shivering here. Well, then what were you like when you were about 7 and 8? Did you just, like, lie? I picture you lying on sidewalks looking at insects or something. Now, is that wrong of me?
You know, 7 and 8, that's pretty early. I can't actually remember what I was doing.
Did you learn to read early? I mean, did you read a lot?
You know, I learned to read. I guess my father taught me to read. I actually have a distinct memory of learning to read. And as my father was reading the funny pages, as they called them, in the Sunday comics. Paper, the colored comics. And he would read them and his finger would go on the little thought balloons with the words. And I can actually distinctly remember, I go like, gee, that's how it's done. Yeah. And I remember being on the ground, on the carpet or the rug or whatever it is, laboriously sounding out these like words, like the, and so forth. Right. So this was before kindergarten. I remember this very distinctly.
When did you learn to read, Bill?
I don't know. But I remember Winnie the Pooh. And I remember, lying on the rug memory. I remember lying on the rug looking at the little arrows from the JFK assassination in the paper. Being really fascinated.
Which we featured a lot in, Helen and I loved the arrows in the JFK assassination stuff. And we used a lot of the newspaper clippings and the arrows as one of the really things that we kept reiterating in the movie. Interesting. So what did you read? Did you read Winnie the Pooh to yourself? I mean, or your mother?
Oh, no, my grandmother had sent me the books with these records read by, I guess it's Cerf?
Bennett Cerf.
Bennett Cerf? Well,
yeah.
That's what I sort of remember.
Uh-huh.
And a little record player, and I was kind of reading along.
Oh, that's good.
So maybe that's how I learned.
Yeah.
That and Cat in the Hat,
uh-huh.
Dr. Seuss.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is fun. When I learned how to read, not early, I learned in grade one, you know, when you learn and when the teachers teach you, but I learned fast, and then I realized that I could read my parents' books. So I just started reading all my parents' books when I was about 7. That's great. That made me the wild woman I became or something.
Too much too soon.
Too much too soon. Never knows when to stop, etc., etc. But enough about me. Back to you, Jim. What did you dream last night?
Oh, I did have a dream last night. I was dreaming that I was on TV selling a radio. Or maybe that was the night before. I was selling shortwave radios, and my spiel was a radio that ordinarily costs $300 to $400 for $79. And I was just explaining how to set up a very elaborate shortwave antenna in one's own apartment when I woke up.
Huh. God.
So explain the hidden significance of that one.
I wouldn't even try. We're going to pot up this mystery.
It's kind of a nerdish dream, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. But what did you dream?
Well, I had a dream that I was on the radio and my microphone kept, like, messing up and I couldn't quite.
Ha, 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 ha. I dreamt that I was really in trouble and danger and I was yelling for my friend Denise to save me. But I wasn't yelling, help. That's what is really bad. This I seem to have eluded my pursuers. So we're going to pause something up that's kind of on a mystery thing, and we know what it is, but we don't know when it's going to happen. Is that it?
Well,
I love these little clips.
We might not even know that much, but we'll try it. This is
what do we think?
This is a series of three conspiracy pieces that I did for
Cactus Needle Project.
For the Cactus Needle Project. When we did a show last October at the lab.
Oh, that was a wonderful show.
Right, thank you. And I've sort of edited the pieces that I did for that and kind of put them together into three sections. The first one is Mae Brussel, which is 5 minutes, and followed immediately by Jack Ruby, and followed immediately by a little piece I call Backwards. This is hopefully what's on this tape.
Okay. So, what else do we want to say about that? Anything else? And we do want to mention that you're on Frog Peak Records, but we'll talk about that after.
Oh, we want to mention that the Cactus Needle Project is Sam Ashley, Ben Azaram, Bob Gonzalez, and myself, Jim Horton.
And what else? Was this live?
No, this is what I did to make a tape. Right. And why don't we hear it? One wonders.
Well, didn't you say that we're kind of waiting?
Digital silence is the best.
Hit play
silence.
on the
UD2. Yeah, it's playing, but here we go. I think I heard something. You could always say.
Why, what a mystery. What a mystery. ID 1. No, there's no IDs on it.
Start ID?
No. There's start on it, but no. Is it playing? Is it running?
I can't tell. There's all these little
things. We have a cassette backup we could possibly turn on in cassette number 1 if this doesn't run.
Mm-hmm.
This conspiracy music is always so difficult.
What's throw it onto RDAT 1 there.
There's something.
This is it. Right, this is May.
So, Jim.
That was conspiracy music. May, Ruby, mm-hmm. and Backwards. And
are we going to hear now? We could talk over the beginning of this, right?
Okay.
You said?
Yes. Yeah. The next piece I call Jody Ambient with Cypherpunk Noise from June 1993. And it's Larry Polanski's incredibly difficult gamelan piece called El Hat with Jody Diamond singing. And I have that on a CD player just doing a tiny little loop. And then I'm mixing in Kenneth Achley's what I call his cypherpunk music.
something he made on an old VIC-20 computer recording an anagram program to encipher something or another. And he recorded it by holding a little AM radio up to it to get this noise. I pleaded with him to play it on Crack of Dawn.
It's not Crack of Dawn.
Crack O'Dawn.
Thank you.
About a year ago, and I recorded it right off the air in order to mix in with this piece. And then, of course, I'm playing my computer music along with this. So it's called Jody Ambient with Cypherpunk Noise.
Jim Horton.